Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Stark warning over the weekend from incoming US President Donald Trump that he will impose 100% tariffs against the BRICS nations unless their governments agree not to create a new currency as an alternative to the dollar. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump wrote that the idea that BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over. BRICS nations have long been calling for the bloc to challenge the dollar's status as the world's reserve currency. Trump has said repeatedly he does not want countries to go off the dollar, as it would be a hit to the US. Trump has also stressed he wants to reduce the US trade deficit. But several commentators have pointed out you can't do that and keep the US dollar strong. The two impose diametrically opposed conditions. Trouble looms at the Competition Commission. That's according to Business Day, which reports that employees are accusing Commissioner Doris Chepe of poor management, extravagance, and conflict of interest concerns involving her spouse. They also say she's pushed through rulings that harm the country's economy, including blocking Vodacom's 13 billion rand bid for Remgro's Maziv fiber assets. That's the ruling which we reported on earlier that's now being appealed by Chepe's own department through Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau. Another senior executive in the crosshairs, Barlow World CEO Dominic Sewela. According to MoneyWeb, a number of analysts believe he's at the center of a conflict of interest and should step down. Sewela is leading negotiations with a Saudi Arabian consortium to buy Barlow World, yet he himself would stay on in the new organization as its BEE partner, hence the conflict. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All Share was down 0.3%, the Top 40 down 0.4%. One important result, African Media Entertainment, owner of this radio station, as well as the likes of MoneyWeb and OFM, reported an 8% rise in revenue to 154 million rand in the 6 months to end September. AME increased its interim dividend by a fifth to 120 cents a share. London's FTSE on Friday, ending just above flat in New York, a shortened Thanksgiving weekend session, still saw record highs for the Dow, up 0.4%, the S&P 500 up 0.6, the Nasdaq up 0.8. Tokyo, Hong Kong, Sydney this morning all up, but not by much. The US dollar firmer at 105 to the euro. That's put pressure back on the rand, 18.15 to the dollar, 19.11 to the euro, 23.04 to sterling. Gold at 2,627, platinum 943, Bitcoin 96,700, and Brent crude oil just over $72 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.